This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What he did was clearly wrong. I don't want to judge whether it's impeachable or not, because that's up to the House of Representatives.
Right.
I have to determine if they do file articles of impeachment, whether he should be convicted.
They went after me today because I literally tweeted an article that had the whistleblower's apparent or alleged name in the title of the article. And it's, oh, my God, he doxed him. I'm like, what do you, it's like literally in the article. It was on Drudge 4 days ago. Like, what are you talking about?
All right, so that's Don Jr., and before that, Senator Ben Cardin. And, of course, it all goes back into the mix of the whistleblower and impeachment and the same swirl we've been talking about for the past 7 weeks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As we kick it into the weekend and slide into next week, some huge developments, including for the Democrats. Michael Bloomberg opened the door for a run in 2020. What does that mean for a guy like Joe Biden, who showed up fourth in the polls in Iowa? And then the president was ordered to pay $2 million, or at least charity that he runs was. The judge ordered the press to pay that money to charities over misuse of the foundation that is now shuttered. What's that all about? Because you might have forgotten the story that happened back in 2016, and it involves veterans. And then the House Republicans are talking about what they're amping up to do and the reaction to what's going to happen in the next week, which all goes back into that pot that I mentioned at the top called impeachment. And there's a whole bunch of malarkey mixed in between. Oh, what a couple of days it has been in these United States. First, let's talk about this. In the impeachment process, a man named Bolton, that would be John Bolton, decided, I'm not going to do that closed-door testimony thing. The former National Security Advisor and an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, by the way, were invited to testify behind doors that were closed before a House impeachment panel on Thursday, but Bolton didn't appear. The House Intelligence Committee said his lawyer informed them that he would take the panel to court if it subpoenaed him. Three other National Security Council officials have testified under subpoena. Bolton's former deputy, Charles Kupperman, filed a federal lawsuit asking the courts to rule which was more powerful, check this out, a congressional subpoena to testify or a White House directive to defy the subpoena. No decision expected until late December or early January. Which do you think on this subpoena, a congressional subpoena or the White House directive to defy the subpoena? Interesting. And it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper from here. George Kent, a deputy assistant secretary of state, told the House impeachment inquiry that efforts to undermine Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, began a year before the president recalled her in May. Then there's the two thugs, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, the two associates of Rudy Giuliani. They met with former Congressman Pete Sessions, the Republican from Texas, back in May of 2018. According to George Kent, that's the day Sessions wrote to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, impinging Ambassador Yovanovitch's loyalty and suggesting that she'd be removed. Wow. It is like a soap opera where you really need a script to focus on where is this all leaving us. And by the way, Jennifer Williams, do you know who she is? She departed after 5 hours of testimony before the House Oversight, Foreign Affairs, and Intelligence Committees. She didn't answer any questions. She walked out of the basement of the Capitol and walked away. And then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to explain his refusal to issue a public statement of support for Maria Yanovich, who was ousted again from her post as the ambassador to the Ukraine after that campaign, supposedly led by Rudy Giuliani, who is the, what, you can all fill in the blanks, personal lawyer of the president. And that's where we pretty much sit right now. Things will turn, oh, trust me, on that one. All right, how about the billionaire and the ex-mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who decides, you know what, I'm going to stick a fork in the middle of this thing. He's making plans to enter the presidential primary campaign this week. How about that? Bloomberg, one of the world's richest men, would bring certainly a mountain of cash of his own to the campaign, but would, I would believe, would anger the populist wing of the party. He's going to file the paperwork. And he put his staff out there already. They're on the way to Alabama to ensure that he gets onto the ballot in a state that has a Friday filing deadline. They're there. He's been calling top officials in the Democratic Party to let them know of his plans, and he could make the announcement as early as next week. Wow. This is big. There had been rumors about that, but now it's just official. And, of course, there is concern because of who's already out there that are the candidates. If you look at Senator Elizabeth Warren, if you look at Bernie Sanders and the fact of the position of where they are, Sanders' health would be a question, I think, for some. And then you look at the way the rest of the deck is stacked. And certainly Bloomberg has been outspoken in his opposition to Warren and Sanders' intentions to raise taxes on the extremely wealthy, like him. And, boy, this is interesting because of certainly the mountain of cash that he has and the people that can help him move mountains in a sense. And he's decided not to raise money for his bid if he does move forward, which would preclude him from entering into the Democratic debates under the rules that require a growing number of donors to qualify. He's never had to raise any money for his campaigns. And he's not going to start to do that, supposedly. That means you won't get to see him sing and dance, so to speak, and do the shuffle across the stage with everybody else. But this is it. I mean, what are they going to talk about? His history, building the business from scratch, becoming philanthropic, politics, and what he's done politically speaking. So he did say he was going to possibly get into the Democratic race, and now that becomes official. And you wonder how much the traditionalists in the party are just inflamed by this happening, because this is yet another name that goes forward that takes attention away from somebody else. And how much of a bid does he have? He may have a really good shot at it. All right, coming up, I'm going to dip into the mailbag, plus tell you about this judge who ordered the $2 million out of the pocket of the Prez to pay for damages for misusing funds from a tax-exempt charity. Take of himself, according to the court documents. Oh, what does it all mean? I have a headache. I'm going to go grab an aspirin, and then I'll meet you in the mailroom.
All agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, we got tonno mail. Thanks for that. If you want to flip me your thoughts, you can do that by going to katedelaneyradio.com. This first one is from Michael, who says, Kate, I'm getting a kick out of this whole nail the score thing, and I'm following along, and I promise you, before the end of the year, I will participate. I may be your winner. I love when people call up and guess, and I know that you've got people that email you, too, as well. I'm just wondering how you go about making your choices for the game of the week, and I'm wondering if there's some place where I can hear you do some other sports, because I know that you've done that in the past. Hey, thanks for that question. How do I pick the game of the week? I look at the games, and I decide what I think might be a closer matchup, because we know we've seen some crazy blowouts and teams that may be going in a direction where they get into the playoffs at this point. And that's what I'm really looking at, honestly. Just the criteria is easy. I don't make it point spreads and then who does what. I don't want to be paralyzed by the analytics of it all, because for all of you, it's a simple guess. Boom. You pick a number, you think, you know, whatever team's going to win, and you just throw it out there. And as to doing sports, it's interesting you bring that up, because on Saturday I'll be on CBS Sports Radio. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, I would be on at 9 o'clock, so 9 to 11 at night, just to wrap up college football, because it'll be a big college football day with LSU and Alabama, and, of course, the selection committee now in the mix of this whole thing, and I don't know. It's again, a big week, so I am jumping in off the bench, and it should be pretty fun, and then we'll see how it shakes out, and then ultimately what it looks like as far as bowl projections, that kind of thing. So this Alabama-LSU game is huge, needless to say. And then the speculation of who steps in at Florida State. Bob Stoops, will he jump in and do that? You know, that's the whole thing. Bob Stoops out of the whole Florida State thing because there was so much buzz over this. He does not want to do it. He's not a candidate to replace Willie Taggart, who was booted as the head coach of the Seminoles. So tough to actually step into the role of the ghost of Bobby Bowden because he ruled, you know, in Florida State land, and it's tough to, I think everybody afterwards, just tough to replace a legend even when they've been gone for a very long time. All right, let's move over to this one. This was interesting. This one comes to us from Hal, who listens to us on KCAA in the Southern California area, and he says, Katie, I don't know if you saw this or not, but how about this story about a Los Angeles firefighter who made more than $350,000 because he was constantly out there battling all those fires, and he earned that in overtime. You wonder what some of the others are earning in overtime. Wow. So the catastrophic fires, and you have to have more bodies on it, has become a payday for some of these firemen. Not that they don't deserve it. They have the craziest, riskiest job that I think one could undertake. What say you? I love that you brought up the story because this story started to percolate, I think, earlier in the week, and it was even in, I call it the popcorn paper, which would be the USA Today, where you get like kind of a smattering of everything. And when they talk about firefighters and the kind of money that you make, Los Angeles, what you make in Northern California, city firefighters have a base pay of $65,000 and $91,000, somewhere in there. Well, there was a firefighter, when you're talking about firefighters, how much money? Like more than half of the city employees in L.A. collected overtime pay last year. Firefighters in overtime, some of them earned more than $200,001, and I think that's what you're referring to because that really, really got a lot of attention, made $360,000 above normal salary. And, you know, think about this. 5 firefighters were injured. 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. When we talk about, like, the Getty fire and how serious that was, you look at the Woolsey fire, killed 3 people, destroyed 1,600 homes and businesses. I mean, firefighters are key. They need them to be out there and on top of all of that. So it's not shocking to me that they would get overtime. But, boy, what a crazy amount in overtime. He must have never slept. I mean, constantly, he must have been the most reliable out there just killing it, trying to do anything he could, and they must have relied on this firefighter because that is a crazy amount of OT. Have you ever heard of that much overtime? I have in other businesses, and say, hey, so I say, why not? If he's doing it, he deserves it. I wouldn't dispute that. It's just it is a shocking number because you're not expecting, I don't know, you're not expecting that number. All right, then there's this one that comes to us from Mel, and Mel says, all right, I'm not much for the whole Hollywood gossip thing, but I don't know, 70 years old, is that a little bit too late to have a baby? Richard Gere, put it away, man. He is expecting another baby, or at least his wife is. How old is he going to be? Is he even going to be on the planet Earth when this kid goes to college? The answer is no, and if he is, they'd be wheeling him around. Yeah. So Gere married somebody who was 36, and they had a kid, and now they got another kid on the way. And, you know, he had children with his first wife, or had one. He has a 19-year-old son, And then he's got another son from another marriage. So for him, this is, you know, I want to say this is like four or something. But, yeah, you got to kind of think about that, right? So brand new baby, 70. I mean, do the math. There's only so much you can do with the aging process. I mean, he is an actor. Hollywood's a whole different game. But we look at the comments about presidential candidates and all the top candidates being into their 70s. 70 is the new 40. If you're a movie star and you want to have a baby, or if you want to run for president, I guess. And that's all I can think of to say about that. We got this one from I'm the Man. I like that. I'm the Man. I'm the Man talks about flying and says, Delaney, I know you fly a lot, as do I. I have to tell you, I used to kind of thumb my nose at the people who wore those giant headsets. And, you know, they probably were hearing nothing. They say they're noise-canceling headsets. And then somebody gifted me a pair. If you're traveling, you need to fork over the dough and get these headsets because it will change your world. It really cancels anything annoying around you and lets you focus on whatever it is that you want to hear. The volume just completely goes down. And when you're on a flight or in a busy airport, it is the best. I think you can get them for less than $300. Maybe that's going to be a Christmas present for you. You should tell the other that's what he should get you. You know, since I checked out my email a couple hours ago, I started thinking about that. And they have them on sale all over the place, of course, because it is the holidays. Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, blah, blah, blah. And they used to be close to like $350. And now with all these sales, they're much cheaper than that. And it does cancel out everything around you, and it does set the volume and is supposedly just absolutely incredible because you're not distracted by whatever else it is around you. Plus you can just tune out if it's, you know, it's loud. And think about that, the value of that, I guess, right? We went from, like, neck pillows to now you have noise-canceling headphones. Oh, no, in between that, you could watch whatever movie you want to watch because you just downloaded your own things, and just that's what you do now. And on American, half the time, I mean, there's no screens. They don't just give you the earbuds anymore unless you're on a rare older plane. You just have your own device, and you hook it up to their Wi-Fi. Sometimes I see people struggling with that, and of course I try to help them because they're used to old school, where you just stepped on, got the earbuds, plugged them in, and then you were off to Never Never Land. There's a song. Off to Never Never Land. All right, coming back on the flip side, speaking of the other, Mr. Kate Delaney, he is idling in the virtual green room. We'll see you in a few.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy, exclamation point, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
So, Mr. Cage, the lady's in the studio with us. I thought I'd get you in the Christmas gift-giving spirit. What do you want for Christmas?
You interrupted me during a James Bond marathon for this?
Yes, because, you know, it's Christmas is popping up all around us. It's like we skipped Thanksgiving. Just skip Thanksgiving, a little dash of a turkey here and there, and we're going to go right on to Christmas, because that's what everybody's talking about.
Well, what do you plan on getting me? What are you going to surprise me with?
Right now, coal, with the way you're behaving.
How am I behaving?
You have like nastiness deep inside you. I don't know what it is. It's aching to get out. I feel like I'm in Fight Club without the fist flying lately.
Wow! I come on your show. I do charity.
You do charity? What charity?
All kinds of charity for you.
Yeah, charity for me. Charity for me. All right, now we're just kidding about the whole Fight Club thing. Somebody will write me some crazy email, I'm sure, over that. But, no, you seem like you are kind of bah humbug, though, I'll be honest. So you are kind of bah humbug. Is it the weather? Because you're like the weather vane. The second it's not perfect temperature, I've never seen a man like this. I've, of course, I've been with you for, I don't know, 15 years or something, right? But where your mood is completely temperature controlled. Like if there's 5 raindrops, oh, it's raining outside. It's just, I can't do anything. It's raining. It's cold. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. You need to live in kind of an atmosphere that is already pre-produced for you, like in a bubble. You would be perfect. Like the boy in the bubble, you would have been perfect as the boy in the bubble.
Well, San Diego was pretty awesome.
And you left it. So that was your mistake because you liked the weather. There wasn't much to complain about. And then you left it.
I did run errands today for you.
You did? What did you do?
So many things I can't even remember, see?
I have no idea. You didn't run any errands for me. You went. This is what happens. This because we're being honest. We're transparent. We're as transparent as the Obama White House was because they said transparency was their word. Almost every day, and although this wasn't your environment today because it was raining, you go and get tacos. I mean, I don't know how many tacos in our relationship you've eaten, but thousands.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, so you did mention the Bond movies. I know a lot of people out there are huge, we're going to the movies next, are huge Bond fans. We haven't had a Bond movie with Daniel Craig in a while, and you and I both do have that in common. As a kid, my mother would take us to the Bond movies when we were old enough, and I know I've gone back and I've seen previous Bond episodes, you know, movies, so I know I've seen them all. Who is your favorite Bond, ultimately? Who is the number one Bond in your book?
I grew up with Roger Moore as Bond originally, so when I was a kid. So he's my favorite Bond. He's got that dry sense of humor. And then, of course, Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig are awesome. Sean Connery is just an awesome actor overall. So, but for me, Roger Moore will always be Bond because I was a little kid whenever he came out.
Yeah, for me it's Roger Moore too because that was my era. Roger Moore was Bond when I was allowed to go and see the Bond movies. So he was the suave guy, the way he talked, the way he looked. And to me he was Bond. I know a lot of people would say Sean Connery, but for me, we have the same Bond. And then I do think Daniel Craig does a good job, though. I mean, that's tough. When you have an iconic role like that and everybody, you measure up to whoever the previous people were. But I think he's good. I think the one that got shafted was Timothy Dalton. It wasn't that he was so bad, but it was like he was just in the wrong time for that. That's what happens. It's like when you replace someone popular on radio or TV. I know this is a stretch analogy. Forget about it. You're the layover. You're the flyover, and then you're done. That's what happens. Remember the, it's like when Katie Couric, I want to say when Katie Couric left. Was it Katie Couric? No, it was when Jane Pauley left the Today Show a long time ago. Deborah Norville, who was super, super smart, she stepped in. There could be other things involved in it. She stepped in to that role, and of course, she couldn't live up to it, to the whole Jane Pauley hype, and she was that flyover person. And then it was Katie Couric who exploded after that.
And then Katie Couric made the mortal sin
of getting lured to doing the evening news. That whole thing of women doing the evening news and, wow, really, really be the breakthrough person, even though Barbara Walters had done it and other people had done it. But to really be solely the ratings on resting on you, I think it was too tempting for her.
Yep, she left all that money behind.
I guarantee she's not poor. She has other things that are going on, including a talk show and all these other things that she's doing. So I don't feel sorry for Katie Couric. Let's put it that way. Hey, so what are you reading these days? Because I see you cocooning a lot, and I'm wondering. I know that we pretty much almost live in a library. So I'm wondering if you're reading any of the books that you've picked up lately.
Nah, I just look at the pictures.
So all these books that we have piled up, you're not reading any of them. We should donate them.
Most of them don't have pictures either.
Then we need to donate the non-picture books to charity because you said you were doing philanthropic things.
Can you get us some more picture books?
Oh, my goodness. Was our marriage really solidified? Who married us? Do we have a real marriage or is it fake?
Reverend J.D. Bogus.
Yeah, that's it right there. Reverend J.D. Bogus. I hope it was real. I think it was real. All right, this is real. This is something that you and I definitely are news junkies, so I get that. We're content junkies. But watching, I love the yawn in the background, by the way. People would kill to be on this show, and you come in here and yawn. Okay, so this chicken recall, did you see this? So like 2 million pounds of chicken has been recalled because they say it's got it's contaminated with metal. I can't imagine anything worse, because you know I don't like to cut raw chicken. I can't imagine anything worse than cutting into chicken and having metal come out of it.
It's okay, though, because it's mainly just food service organizations, so if you bought it at the store, you're not going to get any metal in your chicken.
No, if you're in the hospital and something horrible and tragic has happened and you're distraught, you might get served up some metal in your chicken when you dig in. It's restaurants, schools, hospitals, and distributors that are getting it. So anybody listening in, and we do have people here, Arizona, Alabama, Arkansas, California, Georgia, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania, look out if you're going to any of the places. It doesn't mean there's going to be anything in your chicken, but that there's the possibility of it. This makes me sad. I'm a CVS person now because it's a great place to run in. And I know there's other, like, Walgreens and there's other pharmacies. But I like CVS, and they're closing. They've closed 46 stores this year, and they're going to close another 22 locations. Wow. Underperforming retail pharmacy stores, they say. So it costs them too much to try to rationalize that. They say it's like cost them like $96 million because they're losing money. So how about that? Like, kind of surprising.
CVS's prices are too high compared to Walgreens.
Yeah, but you can't always find Walgreens. Sometimes you're stuck. Well, maybe Walgreens will take advantage and they'll open up other Walgreens.
Maybe so. Maybe CVS should take a hint and drop their prices.
Well, too late for that. They're not going to do that. They're saying what their chief operating or chief financial officer is saying is they think the decisions are going to generate longer-term performance. So they're looking for the opportunities of the places that they can shift things. Like they're talking about shifting more floor space away from retail because that's what I think it is. However they stack the store, they decide we're just going to put everything in here. So if we have a little of this, a little of that, you go in. But I like that because that means in the middle of the night when you're sick or just you're traveling, you know where you can go and get certain things. But I guess it's not good to be everything to everybody.
They could start by making it so you could find what you're looking for.
No, here's a good discussion to have. Anybody listening to us, you can email me your thoughts on this to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and just let it flow there. But the worst place for we can't find it, I'm sorry, the worst place is, I think it's Home Depot. When you go to Home Depot, you have got to pack your patience. Nobody can tell you where anything is. It's on aisle 101 somewhere in the back of the store. We have no idea. And I'm sure that doesn't go for all Home Depots, but it seems like every time I go in there, that's what it is. So I prefer Lowe's to Home Depot.
Yeah, it's messy in there.
It's messy in Home Depot? You think that's what it is?
No, I mean, it's just a mess trying to find things.
And then the worst is, and not to make this the kvetching Mr. Kate Delaney segment, but the worst thing is when you go to check out, you have a bunch of lumber and you can't even move the things around. No, you're not getting any help. I mean, I think the people that work there are nice, but their hands are tied. So you go and you have to go through the automated system, and there's always a problem because it's that you have awkward material, so it's not easy to have the thing scanned.
You pay people $8 an hour, they don't care.
Yeah, and that's the truth. So come on, get off of it, Home Depot. You got to pay people more. You're right. It's especially in that case for some of the people that they hire. I don't know. It's just me. Somebody out there might work for Home Depot and they might have a different experience, and it may depend on the store and also the state and where you are and all that kind of stuff. All right, go back to your Bond movie.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next, we're going to the movies.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
Yeah, abracadabra. Here we are back in the midst of a movie weekend. A couple of movies that are new. In fact, there's more than that, but here's the three we're going to talk about. Midway. They've done a couple of these Midway movies. Of course, we have Veterans Day coming up. Last Christmas, because it's almost the Christmas holidays. And Dr. Sleep, because winter means scary movie time. And we just went through Halloween. So let's go to our first one. This is Midway.
Where's this kid? He didn't think he could cut it. I figured it was just the usual jitters. I take him under my wing. He was wanting to be scared.
Pearl Harbor is the greatest intelligence failure in American history.
This can never happen again.
they want to fight. The Japanese are planning something bigger.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Washington disagrees.
Washington is wrong.
If we lose, the Japanese own the West Coast. Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles. We'll burn.
We got the order to launch.
We need to throw a punch so they know what it feels like to be hit.
We're talking about a couple dozen planes. And it's all Japanese fleet. This isn't a fair fight.
I beat this man.
They'll follow you anywhere.
You know that you came through. And people are counting on you. You'll be able to face anything.
Yeah, so how about it? We're talking about what happened in June of 1942, the U.S. and Imperial Japanese naval forces fighting for 4 days. It's got big action in it. We know what the battle's about. It's gotten kind of mixed reviews. It seems to be historically accurate of how the battle went down in the Pacific. So I've heard some good things about it. Patrick Wilson, isn't it? Luke Evans, Woody Harrelson, a lot of names I think you would recognize. That is Midway. We move from Midway to our next flick, and it has to do with Christmas. It's called Last Christmas.
Look, okay, it's not my fault.
I bet nothing's ever your fault, is it, darling?
You have thrown away your life working in some silly Christmas shop.
Baby, don't. Hey, Elf!
This is my little helper. I have nicknamed her Lazy the Elf because she appears never to work.
Father, if only Christmas get me out of here.
What?
Jesus, where'd you come from?
Well, what are you looking at?
I'd be a falcon.
Damn it!
I think it just pooed in your eye.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good luck, you know.
What is?
Can't poo on my bed.
I'm busy, you're weird. Goodbye.
You've missed 5 doctor's appointments.
Mum is scared.
So, tell me about sleep.
She never sleeps.
Exercise?
Really,
not at all.
Alcohol?
Oh, she's drinking like the pirate.
No, okay, fine. Thank you, doctor. Thank you so much for your time. Let's go, Mum.
Again.
What do you mean again?
Did you follow me here?
Are elves always so cynical?
Yes, relentlessly. These are dark times.
I'm Tom.
Kate.
Last Christmas.
Here we are.
It's a bit where you murder me.
So what is it that you do?
I sing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Anyway, boring.
I'm not bored.
What? So strange. Where are you going?
When there.
Well, you're not homeless.
Look, I volunteer here.
Why didn't you just get same tattooed on your forehead?
You were great at your job when you started, but now it's like you don't care anymore.
Hi.
Go out.
I'm a mess. I was really sick and I nearly died.
I don't tell people because they get weird.
But I don't think you'll get weird.
No.
I'm just scared all the time. They just expect me to be normal. I get on with life.
There's no such thing as normal. Just being a human being is hard. Maybe you should do something nice for someone.
Deck the halls with bells of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly.
Oh boy.
I've been volunteering at the shelter.
Seriously?
That sounds like a healthy choice. What's wrong with you? I've been trying to find you, but you keep disappearing. And then when I do bump into you, accidentally, I might add.
It wasn't accidental.
Why me?
It's always going to be you. You like? You're going to make make mistakes, and that's okay. You're made of everything you do.
You can't be in here! No, we're leaving!
All right, George Michael's, of course, getting a lot of pub in this one. His music, Wham! It's all about that, right? I think that's what it's based on, certainly, Last Christmas, the George Michael's beloved holiday hit. I don't know that this will be a runaway hit, but it is about the season. It is a chick flick. Henry Golding's in it, Emma Thompson, Emilia Clarke, and you kind of got the idea of the twist of the whole thing if you listen to that little preview right there, the little trailer. All right, we go from celebrating Christmas and some of the depressing things that happened to this person to something really depressing, Dr. Sleep. Check it out.
When I was a kid, there was a place. A dark place. They closed it down and let it rot. But the things that lived there. They come back. Not many ride the bus this far north. You're running away from something? I'm running away from myself, I guess.
You can hear me. You're magic. Like me.
I don't know about magic. I always called it the Shining. The world is a hungry place. A dangerous place.
These people, they hurt people like us.
Eat the devils. They'll eat what shines. And they know this is bad of a girl.
Get out of my head! Get out!
What happened to the power like that?
They're coming. Where are we going?
There's a place.
To that, scary, scary. Ewan McGregor, one of the stars of this. Stephen King's Dr. Sleep. Oh, 2 hours and 31 minutes. Enjoy if you go to the movies, and thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.